You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Joanne Davidson, co-chair of the Republican National Committee. We want to get her thoughts and response to the first and only vice presidential debate of the 2008 election cycle, held Thursday evening between Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Sarah Palin. And Joanne, thanks so much for being with us.
Greg, I'm delighted to be with you today.
Well, there was certainly a lot of attention on this debate. According to the preliminary television ratings, far higher ratings actually for the vice presidential debate than for the first encounter between Senator McCain and Senator Obama. And most people, it seems fair to say, were watching to see how Sarah Palin would do. What's your verdict on how she did over those 90 minutes?
I think she did very well. I just couldn't be more pleased. I think everybody has underestimated Sarah Palin from the time she was chosen to be the vice presidential candidate. They underestimated her the night she was speaking at the Republican National Convention, and she hit a home run on that speech, and I thought she did a great job last night.
What did she need to convey? Obviously, the names Obama, Biden, and McCain are better known to the American people over more years. She's kind of been on the national scene for a little over a month. What did she need to do above everything else last night, and how did she do it?
I think she really needed to reinforce in, you know, in the eyes of the voters out there exactly who she is. They got that first glimpse at the national convention, but a lot of what they've heard from her since has been through a lot of different filters, I think, as she expressed herself afterwards. So I think she really needed to say, this is who I am. You know, this is where I come from. This is the kind of experience I had. This is how I feel about these issues. And she needed to do it in a way that actually related to the voters. I think that's the magic about Sarah Palin. She's not a D.C. insider. She's just a person that the voters out there relate to. They think that she can understand what they're dealing with, and they understand her. And I think that was the message. She was confident. She was personable. She laid it out there and really just plain talk, and I thought she did a good job.
The big issue, of course, for many people right now is the economy, especially as Congress finally on Friday passed the bailout package. And just the status of the economy has been the number one issue in this campaign for a long time. What did you see as the key points of distinction between the two tickets on the economic front?
I think really what she basically said, where she touched on the issue of how critically important it is across this country that the small businesses have the ability to continue to create jobs. They are the backbone of the American economy. You know, most of the jobs out there in most of our cities across the country are small businesses that really have put their own, you know, blood, sweat, and tears, and probably in many instances every dollar that they've ever had into investing and making a success of it. And actually where the Obama-Biden ticket is on this, you just can't tax the small businesses out of their ability to be able to create these jobs and to stay in business. And I think she made that point very, very effectively. And that was a major, really a major difference. You know, when you talk about it, I think that was in her own words, when you talk about, well, you know, we wouldn't increase taxes for anybody unless they were making over a certain amount of money. Well, you know, because of the way small businesses pay their taxes. Most of them pay it as part of their own personal income. I mean, this hits almost every small business owner across the country. And I think that's a point. If we want to have a solid, dependable economy out there, certainly we need our major corporations. Certainly we need to strive to keep those. But it is really the small business community that's the backbone of our economy.
So what is the message on this issue moving forward, in your opinion, for the McCain-Palin ticket, Joanne? Obviously, John McCain voted for the plan, which has now been enacted because the House passed it Friday and President Bush immediately signed it. Barack Obama and Joe Biden also voted for it in the Senate on Wednesday evening. So all three were on the same side of this issue. So how would you crystallize the distinction between the two tickets, specifically in terms of making sure something like this financial crisis never happens again?
Well, I think obviously they need to turn realistically to looking at what caused this, what we need to do to be sure that we don't get there again. Clearly, credit was too easy to get. No restrictions on some of the loans that were made out there. And frankly, people got in debt you know, above and beyond their means to control it, particularly in the housing industry. So I think that it's already, credit has tightened considerably. It's one of the reasons they really needed to deal with that, because we want people still to be able to buy houses. We want people to be able to buy cars. We want families to be able to send their kids to college. And I just came in from, you know, a meeting of a board of trustees at a small college where, you know, we're worried that the students there that depend upon loans aren't going to have access to them unless we get, you know, this whole financial crisis behind us. And I think the action that's taken in Congress will be able to do that. But I think if you really look ahead and know that it's going to take us a while to get out of it there, I think the issue here, too, and it's something that, that certainly Senator McCain has spoken to as well as Sarah Palin has spoken to, you're not going to spend yourself out of this. Government is going to have to control their expenditures. We're going to have to quit the spending that we do in government and also be sure that there are the appropriate regulations to keep us from getting back into the situation we're into right now. John McCain said that 3 years ago, 4 years ago, when he talked about Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae and what was happening there, and at that time put forth, as did the administration, ways in which we could be sure that what happened didn't happen in the housing market. Unfortunately, you know, Congress didn't act on it, and we are where we are.
We're talking with the Republican Party's co-chair, Joanne Davidson. And Joanne, you know a little bit about the position Sarah Palin is in right now. You were the first female Speaker of the House in Ohio. What do you make of the way she's been covered, the way she's been treated over the past 5 or 6 weeks?
Well, Greg, in many ways, I think that some of it has been unfair treatment out there. But she's, you know, she's a strong lady. She understands that, and I'm sure that she's had some of that as she's gone through being a member of city council. I started out on city council, so I can sympathize a little bit with that. And as mayor of her city and then going on and be governor. And as you know, she took on some very tough fights. She took on her own party. She took on corruption. She passed a strong ethics bill. So I suspect that on the way that she's gotten, you know, she's probably gotten a little Teflon on her about the situation. But this certainly is not the kind of treatment that you would like to see the mainline media give somebody. But she survived. She's done better than they thought she would. And I think it's just been last night was a great victory for her and for the McCain-Palin ticket.
Last question, Joanne, before we let you go. We just learned on Thursday that the McCain campaign is pretty much pulling back in Michigan and focusing its resources on other states it believes it has a better chance of winning. Obviously, that limits the number of states in play. You're obviously in a key battleground state of Ohio. What's your feeling about how that state is trending right now?
You know, Greg, I feel really good about Ohio. And the decision, obviously, to take some of the resources out of Michigan and to put them in some of the other battleground states, that's a strategic decision, just like Obama made the decision to pull out of North Dakota. So campaigns make these strategies. They want to concentrate their resources and their efforts and obviously in the states in which they believe they've got the best chances. But I know that Michigan Republicans have responded, and basically they're going to pick up the slack up there because they still feel that they've got an opportunity to win the state here in Ohio. We're a very complex state, as you know, and so many times it's always been kind of so goes the nation and however Ohio goes. So we've got a strong campaign going in here. I've been out at, you know, on the Victory 2008 bus, you know, this week, traveling, you know, over in the western side of the state. We've got enthusiastic groups and crowds. And so we need to do here what we did in 2004 to win. We need to have the best ground game that we can. And quite frankly, Greg, I feel very confident that we're going to do that.
Well, we'll certainly keep track of the situation in Ohio. It's, as you mentioned, one of the most pivotal states in the race this year. Joanne, thank you so much for your time today.
Good to be with you. Thanks, Greg.
Joanne Davidson is co-chair of the Republican National Committee. This is Dateline Washington.